النقي means the pure, the immaculate, the clean. Al-Hadi means the guide. All the imams came for guidance.
As-salamu alaykum ya ahla bayt al-nubuwa wa mawdi' al-risala wa mukhtalaf al-malaa.
Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety.
This is Dialogue, an introduction into the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam was this beautiful fountainhead of wisdom and knowledge. He had complete mastery over all of the Islamic sciences, but he was also a master upon the non-Islamic sciences. He was the honorable direct descendant of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him. And His Eminence Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was the 10th divinely appointed Imam, the 10th divinely appointed successor, and the 10th divinely appointed trustee of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. During the imama of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, the Abbasid Caliph Mutawakkil had the most bitter enmity against Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, and this was due to the special respect and honor that was given to Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. Mutawakkil Abbasi imposed a severe house arrest upon the 10th divinely appointed Imam. He monitored all his activities, he pinpointed his followers, and prevented legal dues from coming to Imam al-Hadi. He even tried his best to prevent scholars and narrators from associating with the divinely appointed Imam. Unfortunately, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam suffered a lot during the reign of Mutawakkil Abbasi. At this moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Jamiatul Kabira by Imam Hadi alayhi salam, along with its English translation. Please stay tuned.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As-salamu ala a'immat al-huda wa masabih al-tuja wa a'lam al-tuqa wa dawinuha.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety, the owners of understanding, the endued with thought, the havens of the peoples, the inheritors of the prophets, the perfect specimen, the most excellent call in the arguments of Allah against the inhabitants of the world, the hereafter and the former world. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon you all.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala mahal.
Peace be upon the exponents of the recognition of Allah, the centers of Allah's blessing, the essence of Allah's wisdom, the keepers of Allah's secrets, the bearers of Allah's book, the successor of Allah's prophet, and the progeny of Allah's messenger. May Allah send blessings upon him and his household. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon them.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala al-a'immat al-du'at.
Peace be upon the imams, the leaders, the guides, the chiefs, the authorities, the defenders, the protectors, the people of the reminder, the men in authority, the left ones by Allah, His select, His party, the case of His knowledge, His argument, His path, His light, His proof. Allah's mercy and blessings to be upon them.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. It's an honor and a blessing to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, an honor to be here at your humble service as we speak about the dialogues and the conversations of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. Unfortunately, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam is one of those imams who really history has not given due attention to. We find that retrospectively, Imam Ali alayhi salam has been given the most importance and has been given a lot of attention by historians, most probably, you know, because his eminence, of course, you know, was the caliph of the Muslims, and so therefore, maybe, you know, they were obliged to speak more about him. Imam Hussein alayhi salam, of course, because of the event of Karbala, but primarily, that's all we really talk about when it comes to Imam Hussein. Imam Rida alayhi salam, because of the Wali Ahad and the vice regency issue with Mamun al-Rashid, he's also spoken a lot about. Imam Baqir and Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, of course, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam more so because of the amount of knowledge that was spread by them. But the other imams are not really spoken about a lot in history. So whatever little we do have regarding these divinely appointed imams is truly a blessing, and may Allah help us to find more of these different conversations and dialogues of these divinely appointed imams. There's a very beautiful description that Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam gives in a conversation with one of his companions, in which the companion was searching for a description of the Almighty Allah. And so it's interesting that the divinely appointed imams, right, they always spoke with the Holy Quran or the traditions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. And so a very beautiful verse of the Holy Quran brought forth by Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam in this conversation, in which we find, you know, many descriptions of Allah, of course, the primary one being how close Allah is to us, and of course, how near Allah is to us, how close He is to us, and how He answers the calls of the prayer, and so we should answer the call of Allah likewise. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/EN Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many other great programs as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.